Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Ow. It's Empowerment Saturday. 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. It's your main man, Marvin Rome. Coming to you live. There is no better love than love for self and kind. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Empowerment 365. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. It's your main man, Marvin Rome, coming to you live for another edition of Empowerment Saturday. And today, we're going to follow up with Wake Up Part 2. But also, with this is going to be a potluck as well. So you'll get a chance to sound off on what you think, what you feel. It's all about you. It's a conversation for African-Americans, by African-Americans, for African-Americans, talking about what we need to do as people of color in this country to right the ship, to get things done the right way. And so as we continue to move forward in our lives, we must think about what we need to do to motivate, inspire, and empower ourselves to become the best people that we can be. This is a community-driven show. It's a safe space in which to talk, to dialogue, and to have conversation about what's on your mind. And so today we'll start with the NAAEA and what it's all about. It is all about African-American empowerment. That is the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual liberation of our people so that we may become a product that is productive, that is doing those things that will have us to become the best people that we can be in community and society. How will we do this? Politics. You have to have a political agenda. Economics. You have to have an economic platform and an economic program talking about what you need to do, why you need to do it, how you need to do it, and who you need to do it for. We all know who we need to do that for. Take Chinatown, for example. They're organized. They have systems for making sure that business goes on correctly, and that they support and sustain each other each and every day. So it's the also it's the really look at athletics, which for me it encompasses health, wellness, fitness, and nutrition. And how important is your health, your fitness, and nutrition to your life? So we have to understand that, and we have to take those steps necessary to do the best things that we could do to continue to move forward in our lives. And so lastly, well, not lastly, it's culture, right? Most important to a people is culture. Culture dictates, it shares the values of a person in a community, and it talks about what we need to do as a people to get our things together. And then next, there is, and finally, and lastly, education. It's a comprehensive education, educating ourselves on who we are and what we need to do. So we continue to move forward in our lives. We must do the best that we can do to become the best people that we can be. I am now going to start this show talking about my feelings on what it is that we need to do to wake up in this country. I think the first thing, again, is if you look at the NAAEA platform, it's politics. You got to have a political agenda, not only at home, but in the community. And you have to have a national political agenda speaking to the needs of a community that's been marginalized, that has been traumatized, has been tortured, and so many more things that we know has happened. If you look at the iteration of things that have happened to us since we landed on these shores in around 1619. But not only that, we have a community of Aboriginal Native people who are combined with us to make what we call African Americans if you do the history. So I have to bring you up on that. Do your research on how African Americans became African Americans, and you'll be surprised. So the whole thing is wake up. Why we need to wake up, and what do we need to wake up to? And once we wake up, How will we function? If you coming out of a good sleep, you got to get yourself together. How will we get ourselves together? That's the question today. I'm going to go to the lines really quickly. My co-host Stan Macklin should be joining me soon. I'm going to 0946. 0946, are you ready to talk to me today? 0946, you're live on the Empowerment Network.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good afternoon. How are you?
I am doing fine. I'm doing fine. I'm just listening. I'm just ready to see what the platform's going to be about, and then I will go from there if that's okay.
All right. That's cool. I just want you to talk to me about what we need to do to wake up. We've been asleep for a long time. Shake these people and wake them up so they can get themselves together. And it's one day at a time. It's a process.
I don't know if it's so much we're asleep as we've just been beat up. You know, I don't know. You know, I'm trying to put that into context. Wake up. You know, like we're asleep. We don't know that we're asleep, and we're kind of like voluntarily. You know, I don't think we're in this condition because we want to be. You know, I think we've been beat down. And so coming out of that, like you said, when you wake up out of that sleep, out of that fog, getting up out of that fog is half the challenge. So I would like to hear more in context when you mean wake up. What does that mean? Because I think we've been beat up. So I would like to get a feel for where you're coming from so I can get a better understanding.
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's called triage, right? Our people have to go to a repair center. A restoration center to repair ourselves, to heal from the trauma, right? And so first you have to diagnose, right, what the problems are. We know we've been traumatized. We know we've been not marginalized. It's kind of like having a disease or a sickness or ailment or illness. How do you treat that person? And so every treatment is going to be different for every individual. You wouldn't treat a person with a cold with chemo. You would give them the diagnosis that they need. And in our community, the diagnosis has to be at level. What you need? Do you need a serum of cough syrup? Do you need witch hazel? Or do you need a transplant? Mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual transplant, transformation. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so our minds have been shattered and been jaded, and we've been put against one another and pit against one another, that we have to be able to get the correct diagnosis. And that comes from a prognosis. So you have to evaluate where you are, what's going on where you are, how you think, how you feel, how you moving in this world. Are you creating good things with your thoughts? Are your thoughts productive and positive and peaceful and uplifting? And as you look at your brother and sister in this country, how do you look at them? With love or disdain or trepidation? How are we looking at each other? And how are we going to wake up from this sleep or from this beat up to wake up? Because many of us are in comas. We're comatose. We're traumatized. And we need help. And we're hurt. So what hurt people do, we know hurt people hurt people. But I'm here to say let's wake up and let's help each other. Let's heal each other. Let's carry those that need to be carried. Let's uplift those that need to be uplifted. Let's heal those that need to be healed. Let's put a hand on somebody that need a hand. That's a helping hand, not a fist, right? How do we change our minds? And how do we change our actions? I'm going back to the line again. I'm going to 1683. I'm bringing to you live Marvin Rona, Stan Macklin. It's the Empowerment Network, 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. 1683, you're live on the network. Talk to me.
Yes, good afternoon, my brother.
My brother.
Everybody,
welcome. How are you?
Good. Everybody all right today?
Man, we doing it. We doing it one day at a time, brother.
Yes, sir. Like the sister said, I don't think we're asleep. But as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad would say, we are mentally dead. Hmm. You know, we've been programmed and conditioned and mentally distorted, mentally dead. Therefore, we are blind, deaf, and dumb. We can't see, which means we can't understand. We can't hear. We don't comprehend. because of our mental illness or mental death. Therefore, we can't speak, because the only thing that comes out of our mouths most of the time is stupidity. Okay? What we've been conditioned and programmed to do, how we function, MF this, kiss this, do this. You know, that's the language of the hood. That's the language of us. Nothing intellectual, for the most part, comes out of us because we are mentally dead. Anything that we create for others, you know, not for ourselves. We need to take back the power we've given others over us. You know, like we get upset. Like the other night, the football game, the players did the unification in the middle of the field, supposed to be standing up for justice to show that the NFL and the teams were unified, standing up for justice, and the fans in Kansas City booed them. You know, and the brothers got upset and like, how can you boo us if we unify, if we standing up for Black Lives Matter? Some folks don't care anything about Black Lives Mattering. That's why they booed you. Now, nigga, run the ball, score a touchdown, throw a pass. We will cheer that. But if y'all standing up trying to unify for each other, that we will boo. That's giving people power. We should not give a damn about whether they cheer or boo us for standing together for ourselves. Damn them. Let them do what they do. Take back that power and the words they can use to just drive us crazy, like my favorite word, nigga. We can all of that and drive us mad. Oh, man, don't say that word. Why you say, oh, nigga, no, don't give people that power over you. It's like I tell my students at Armstrong, nothing anybody can say out their mouth can hurt you unless you allow it to. You don't get upset when a white person call you a nigga? No, because I'm not a nigga. Why am I going to react angrily and get upset? Because I'm justifying what they're saying. If I'm then going to act like what you're calling me, say what you want to out your mouth. That doesn't define me. It doesn't control me. It doesn't drive my action. We give people too much power, really all the power over us. We need to take back the power from ourselves. Well, we don't go vote. Well, I don't care if we go vote or not. That ain't going to change. It ain't changed in my tomorrow will be 68 years on this planet.
All right.
I mean, we've been voting and doing everything. We need to unify, come together as a people, show the world that. Hold hands in our communities, come together as a people, take back the power we have given people over us. And the last thing I'm going to say, brother, then I'm going to go. I remember growing up in Gilpin Court, and you may remember this, brother. When we went outside the neighborhood and did our dirt, which I did, and got chased by the police many times, which I did, I knew if I made it back to Gilpin Court, they weren't going to catch me. Because I could go to any house in Gilpin Court, old project, new project, wherever, and knock on the door and say, "Man, please find me. Come on in there, boy." She shut the door and sit down. And you wait until
right.
the white police
brother,
officer.
All right, brother, I'm gonna have to switch this show over. So I'm gonna log off, and I want y'all to call back in. This version is a little limited, so give me 1 minute, and we're gonna switch back over. So call right back in, okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to end this show now. But thank you. I appreciate that. We're going to pick that up in just a minute. All right. This has been the Community Conversations. It's 365 Days of Motivation and Personal Empowerment just for you. We're going to pick this show up in just a minute on our Blog Talk sister station. We will see you in just a minute. Peace and blessings.